Welcome to my podcast, everyone. I am your host, Geliana Akin. I identify as an intuitive and specialize in reading people's soul contracts, as well as practice various healing modalities, specifically focusing on the heart. In each episode, we're going to go deep into spiritual topics with a focus on my favorite thing to talk about, which is your soul contract. So take a deep breath, get centered, and let's go on a journey together. Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's episode. My name is Geliana, and today we are going to be talking about soul contracts. So we're going to start at the very, very basics and answer the question of what is a soul contract? So first off, this term gets used in two different ways. So first, let me define that. We all have a soul contract with ourselves. Before a soul reincarnates into any given life, the soul chooses a number of things. And I'm going to go into this more in depth, but you know, the soul is going to choose essentially, what is the core purpose of this reincarnation? What am I going to do in this lifetime? That becomes the soul contract with your own soul. The other way that the phrase is used is we have soul contracts with other souls. So our soul family, really we have a soul contract with anybody that's significant in our lives. It's that simple. And again, I'm going to cover this in much more depth, but I'm sort of giving you the two the two ways the phrase soul contracts gets used. What I'm going to focus on in this episode is the soul contract that you have with yourself, because this is my niche. And when I work with people and when I do readings, I am specifically sort of digging into your soul to discover and decipher what is it that your soul agreed to in this lifetime. All right. So going from that perspective, again, what is the definition of the soul contract we have with ourselves? Well, the soul contract, you can think of this as your divine blueprint of your life's mission, of your soul destiny, your soul purpose. And before a soul reincarnates, it has a meeting with the council, with its guides, with members of its soul family. And they're looking at what is the next best life for the soul's ascension. Because what are souls looking to do? The souls are looking to ascend. They want to grow. They want to evolve. So the purpose, one of the main purposes for a soul reincarnating is ascension. Right? So isn't that an interesting concept? We descend to ascend. So within this framework, as the soul is looking to reincarnate, it's going to look at its past lives and maybe some lessons that the soul needs to evolve on. Sometimes we have something that's called karmic debt. I'm sure many of you have heard this. So without going too deep into the word karma, because I'm going to define that quite a bit as well, but you can think of karma as cause and effect, because really that's what it is. And oftentimes a soul is reincarnating to balance the karma, right? Because sometimes we have things that we've done and we need to fix it. We need to balance it. So from my perspective, your karma is actually your greatest gift, because you're coming in to right a wrong that you've maybe done in a past life. And by the way, all of us have done bad things in past lives, because the soul wants to experience the negatives, the positives. I mean, the soul wants to experience all of it. So we've all been the victims, the abusers, the villains, all of that. So again, the soul is coming in to balance the karma. So karma is not a bad thing, but the karma, it comes from our fear, right? Because humans, we have fear, we have scarcity mentality, we have worth issues. I mean, it's just karma can show up in many different ways as this negative programming. And we're here to clear that. We're here to work through that. And when you do, your karma actually becomes your greatest gift. So the reason I'm explaining all of this is because, again, when the soul's choosing its next life incarnation and sort of putting its own soul contract together, that's what it's looking to do. It's saying, okay, these are the karmic aspects I'm going to bring in and work on. Here are the talents I'm going to bring in, because all of us are bringing in these unique talents to gift to the world, to help ourselves work through our crap, essentially. The soul always has goals. What is it looking to achieve? What does it want to accomplish in this life? And ultimately, there's the soul purpose. So in a nutshell, that is what your soul contract is. A few other little things that the soul chooses, just because I think people find this so curious. The soul chooses its parents. The soul chooses where it's going to be born. The soul chooses its siblings. The soul chooses what it's going to look like. Mm-hmm. The soul chooses its birthday and its birth name. Two important things, right? And this is why our numerology and horoscope around our birthday is always so spot on, you know, and all these astrological reports. Because again, this is all pre-planned by the soul. It's sort of like a math equation. And the name, the reason the name is so important, and again, this is where we're going deeper into my work, because I work with people's birth names and the sound frequencies. The soul chooses the name because sound is so important and so powerful when it comes to creating our reality. So by decoding the sound frequencies of somebody's name, and by the way, I'm going to go so deep into this. I'm going to actually do readings and show how it's done in the future episodes. But in a nutshell, when I decode the sound frequency of somebody's name, I'm able to see the karma they brought in, the talents, the goals, and again, ultimately, the soul purpose. So let's touch back a little bit on what I mentioned, that the soul chooses, especially when it comes to parents, because I get pushback on this often. You know, people saying, I would have never chosen my parents. They were awful to me. Or, you know, sometimes we have these karmic relationships with people around us, and oftentimes it's our parents. We're going to go deeper into what are karmic relationships. But in a nutshell, these are relationships that are going to be tough. And I understand that, sometimes people have had horrific childhoods. So I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, that means it was your karma. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. We honestly don't know, because when it comes to source energy, anything is possible. As humans, we also have free will. The soul can sit there and pre-plan whatever it wants to pre-plan with multiple options and multiple exit points, because the soul also pre-plans its death, right? So exit points. But the soul will pre-plan all these things, but humans have free will. So this is where the mind wins over the soul, wins over the heart. And this is where people go sideways. So it is possible that your parents that were awful to you went sideways, and this wasn't meant to be a karmic relationship, or maybe it was meant to be karmic, but they just took it way too far. All of these things are possibilities. But the soul does choose its parents. That, my friends, is never an accident. And I know for some it's a hard pill to swallow, but believe me, when you can step into that and heal that energy, it's very freeing, very, very freeing. In future episodes, I'm going to go much deeper into the karmic connections, into how I look at a soul contract. We're going to talk about soul contracts and entanglements that we have with others. And I'm going to explain how I can see some of these karmic connections and how other soul energies and soul contracts interact with yours. So your parents, your children, your partner, your ex-lovers, we're going to be able to look at all of that and see how the story can unfold when we dig deep into the soul contracts. So until next episode, my name is Galiana. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I look forward to connecting deeper with you. As always, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you found this episode as fascinating as I did. And if you're interested in hearing more content like this, make sure to subscribe on whatever platform you're listening on. If you would like to get in touch with me, my website is yoursoulscontract.com. Souls has an S at the end of it. So again, yoursoulscontract.com. And of course, you can find me on social media, on Instagram and TikTok. I am Soul Contracts Practitioner. It has been a pleasure, and I look forward to connecting with you even deeper.